We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the fourth chapter, the ninth Mishnah. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Kol Amkayem Tatorah Me'oni, all who uphold the Torah, who fulfill the Torah out of poverty, Sofo Lekayma Me'osher. Ultimately, they'll fulfill the Torah out of wealth. V'chol Amdatil Tatorah Me'osher, and whoever out of his wealth annuls the Torah, Sofo levatela meoni. Ultimately, he'll find himself doing the same thing, not keeping the Torah, but it will be out of poverty. What does that mean? Explains Rabbeinu Yonah. The person's poor shedochek shaotav umaniach melachto atzicha leparnasato kedei lekeyem haTorah veHaMitzvot. That a person skimps and tries to make the most out of his time. So even though he could work another hour and make another dollar, he says, no, I'm going to minimize my work time, even though he'd like to have a better livelihood, but he minimizes it in order to fulfill the Torah and the mitzvot. V'hu lomed ve'oseh mitzvot mitoch hadchak. So even though a person finds himself learning and doing the mitzvot in a tight spot, it's not as convenient as he'd like. It's not, his financial state is not as comfortable as he'd like. He still pushes himself to learn and do mitzvot. So then, sofo lekayma me'osher. Ultimately, he'll merit to fulfill the Torah out of wealth. Ki itasher v'nosafot v'yu lo shot murvachot lasok b'Torah v'lekayem mitzvot. He will become wealthy, he will have more time, and he will have time to work in Torah and mitzvot. Ki panasatot yeh murva v'lo yitztech el yigeh kapav ki ochel. He will find himself supporting himself, and he won't need to work hard in order to eat. V'ilmad b'simcha v'tuv levav, ki v'chochma yeh lo kol tuv, because out of wisdom a person will have all that's good. So, Rabbeinu Yonah, I think he's alluding to the idea that through the Torah a person is supposed to be to gain wisdom that will also help him in utilizing his time. Meaning, when a person learns Torah, so part of what he's supposed to gain is also the wisdom of how to maximize the benefits of his time, how to maximize also the potential he has in making money. I often tell guys, if you're going to work at a job where you earn 30 shekel an hour, sometimes you'd be smarter figuring out how you could get a job for 150 shekel an hour. You could spend your whole life working for 30 shekel an hour. But one of your goals should be to make more per hour, and then you'll have more time to learn. Now, Torah is supposed to sharpen our minds and teach us self-control, teach us how to be good at what we do. You see, Yosef, we have repeated stories in Chazal where people, because they lived the values of Torah, they were highly successful. This is a recurring theme in Tanakh. It's up to us. And not every person gleans that wisdom from the Torah, but a person should try. Part of the tools Torah is supposed to give us is also to know how to deal with people. Your boss should like you. You should know when to talk to them and when's a bad time to talk to them, what to fight about, what not to fight about. There are many things that the balanced approach that Torah is supposed to teach us is supposed to also help us in our regular life, to the point where we should be making better income and hopefully with less time, so that we can learn. As we find with King Shlomo, peace be upon him, he asked for wisdom and not for gold and silver. As the verse says, Shav v'daber kazav archek mimeni. Keep away from me lies and speaking falsehood. Rosh v'osher al titen li atrifeni lechem chuki. He says, I'm not asking you for wealth. I'm not asking you for poverty. I'm asking you, give me what I need. Shlomo Amalek didn't ask for wealth. I need wisdom. That's what I need. And Mashal Emelech. Okay, there's a beautiful Mashal over here that's quoted in the Medrash. The Mashal he's about to quote was quoted by Chacham Ovadia to the king of Spain. I was once by Shir by Chacham Ovadia. And Chacham Ovadia Yosef said that when he was visiting the king of Spain, the conversation went from topic to topic, and then he quoted him this midrash. What's it similar to? Lemelech shamar l'avdo she'al ma'etenlach. A king asked the servant, tell me, what do you want? Amar, so the servant said to himself, Im eshal kesef ez avineu noten li. If I ask him for silver or gold, he'll give it to me. Nechasim kakot u noten li. I'll ask him for assets, I'll ask him for property, he'll give it to me. Eshal et bat ha-melech li li-isha. But if I ask him for his daughter's hand to marry his daughter, so then akol bichlal, I'll end up getting everything. I'll get money, I'll get land, I'll get everything. Kach amar Shlomo alav ha-shalom. That's what Shlomo, peace be upon him, said. Eshal et ha-chokhma v'akol bichlal. If I ask for wisdom, I've gotten everything. Ki betzel ha-chokhma betzel ha-kasef. Because wisdom, the verse says, in the shadow of wisdom is the shadow of silver, of money. So Shlomo HaMelech says, I need wisdom. Other things will follow. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah explains, if a person's learning Torah, then that Torah is supposed to support them also in attaining the wisdom they need to accomplish other things. Chacham Ovadia would end the story. He said that when he finished with the king of Spain, so the king of Spain liked the Mashal so much that he accompanied him out to the car and stood there waving to him as the car pulled out. And the king's servants told Chacham Ovadia that never happened before. There was never someone that the king would get off his throne and walk him out the door and stand there waving till he left. So Chacham Ovadia said, what do you think? It's me? It's the Torah. It's Chazal. I was able to quote him things that spoke to his heart. Okay, yes.
Question which has like a possibility of two. Is this an intuitive thing? Like if a person learns Torah and he will intuitively get all these side benefits? Or is it something that he has to specifically learn from each? Like for example, if he wants to learn about a specific topic, he has to find the areas in Torah that speak about that topic.
No, I think when a person learns Torah in a broad way and reaches certain levels in his learning of Torah, so then a person also is supposed to get the understanding that will help him be successful in whatever route he takes. It's not about, I'll learn the laws of damages so I'll know how to be a good lawyer. After you learn how to think the way the Torah teaches, there are many people in the United States who, after finishing learning in yeshiva for a number of years, go out and get degrees in law and in other practices and are highly successful. Now, rabbis who are consulted on how to formulate contracts. I'm sorry. I once asked one of the leading rabbis in the Haredi world, what are they thinking in terms of educating their kids because they don't give them secular education? And he said to me, we have all these universities that are set up for Haredi young men, where after finishing yeshiva, till the age of 20, 21, 22, 23, whatever stage they feel right, they can go and in a short number of years get a degree. And he said that the proof is in the pudding. We have highly successful engineers, we have highly successful lawyers, we have people who have actually taken their Torah knowledge, and it gave them the skills that afterwards, in a short amount of time, they were able to really succeed in the work market. What?
It's very hard to do this, because in very short time, they need to learn a lot of things.
Sometimes. So that's, sometimes a person has to calculate when he'll have enough time. We don't always have that luxury, but you're right, that sometimes a person needs to play catch up very quickly. But again, depending on the field you choose, I'm not saying a person can be a mathematician if they didn't study math till age 22. That's true. I'm saying he's not going to be able to catch up so quickly. The flip side of it is, if he's used to using his mind and his analysis, he should also know what fields he can use his skills for, and he could grow there and succeed there. We're taking it to the direction of taking my Torah skills and applying them to secular knowledge. He didn't necessarily say that, meaning I'm taking it to one side, but it could be that a person also should be able to see opportunities. I'll give you an example. There was a rabbi a few months ago who was talking to his financial advisor. And it was 2 days before Brexit. And everyone, all the media, was saying that it wouldn't happen. all the media and all the polls said that the British would not pull out of the EU currency. And he said to his financial advisor, he said, I want to understand. Everyone's saying they're going to stay in. That means that if they stay in, the British pound will go up a little bit. But if they pull out, the British pound will crash. So I can risk a minimal amount of money, and I can make a lot of money, correct? And he went and he put in money against the EU, and he put in money against the German DAX. And he made, and one day he woke up the next morning, he had another $7,000 in his bank account. I mean, 20,000 check or whatever. He analyzed it with a Torah approach, and he said, wait a second, this is what I can gain, this is what I could lose. I could lose. He said, okay, I could lose my whatever money he put in. He said, I could lose kach, I could gain kach. Seems like a good investment. They said to him, but you know, everyone's saying it's not going to happen. He said, I know, but how much am I going to lose if it doesn't happen? Everyone's saying it's not going to happen, right? And then he turned out right. Now, I'm not saying, that doesn't, you know, very often we have forms of logic that can throw us astray, and people could lose a ton of money that way. You have to calculate how much money you're putting there, right? It's not only, I'll take the skills and then I'll get a degree in law. It's also in other fields. We see often that people have contracts, they bring them to yeshiva, and a yeshiva guy can sit down and look at the contract and say, you have weakness A, B, C, and D in this contract. He didn't study law, but he studied Talmud. He learned how to analyze a contract. He learned how to analyze deals that people make. The Torah gives us tools in many aspects of life. And again, part of it is also social skills. The Torah also, if a person's really learning and applying what he's learning, so then the Torah should also teach him how to talk to people. When you push a point, when you don't push a point. There are many skills. It's not only about learning Nashim Nezik, and I'm going to learn the laws of damages and contracts. It's also about learning the balance that the Torah tries to teach us. Yes?
I heard the direction you were going. I kind of felt that maybe he's saying that if you learn enough Torah, and you use an example of a lot of the Gedolim, you realize you don't need very much material.
But that's not what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying.
But if you look in the reality, even the social skills are different in that community than in, let's say, sometimes the community at large. There's a, you know, connection. You grew up in a world that was only rich. And your example with the British pound is great if you have, okay, I can lose this much money. But it's like now, if you want to go to Great Britain and say, okay, I think Trump will win the election, you can bet $100 and you'll get back $350, whereby if you say it's Clinton, you put $100 down and you get back $150. You can say, well, I can spend $100 because the payoff is this. But in reality, unless you have some information that other smart bettors don't have, you know, let's say it could go either way. What you're saying is he was smart enough to know I won't be so adversely affected if I lose,
right,
and the $7,000 if I win will make a bigger difference. So therefore, for me, even though the odds are the same for everybody, it looks like saying if you know yourself more by learning Torah, if you learn it the right way, because a lot of the things you say, you know, if you get to know yourself more and have your position in this world and your purpose, then you'll make better decisions and all around. But to say, actually, I'll get more skills that are practical is, for me, tough to have a hard time, because there's so much learning, at least when I'm a beginner, what I'm doing here, you know, when the Kohen Gadol chases after his mother, rapes his mother, or this, that, it's just, you're putting a lot of it, what you give, you know, Hektish, that are just hard to relate, you know what I mean, for vocational stuff.
But even there, when I teach Gemara, not in the Machon, but one of the rules I try to teach is don't look for the practical application. Now, that's very important because it forces a person to develop his analysis. You don't yet know where the ramifications are. Very often we look for what they say in learning, mai nafka mina, what's going to be the difference if it's this way or that way? That's a very beginner's question. Meaning, part of what we're trying to develop is also the ability to analyze. And you're bringing examples where you're saying, "Where does this apply in my life?" And I'm saying, "No."
If it doesn't to me, I just, you know what I'm saying.
No, but my point is, the skills you're developing is not just a question of application. I learned A or B. It's a thought process. It's analysis, and it's also development of the person himself. It's not going to teach plumbing and heating, but you'll find many Bnei Torah who stand there and watch the plumber because they realize it's going to be cost effective, and then they do their own plumbing.
Yeah.
I've seen many. It's just not worth it. You guys will see B'Shachem when you get married. You call a plumber. You sit there and wait for him 2 hours. He says, "I'll be there in a half hour." You wait another 2 hours. You wait. I've had this. I spent the whole day where a plumber kept telling me, "In a half hour I'll be there, in a half hour I'll be there." And the plumber lived 2 houses down from me. 2 houses down, literally.
Not at his door.
What? He wasn't home.
Break down his door.
No. I lost a whole day and the guy didn't show. I lost a whole day. Kept telling me, "In a half hour, in a half hour." And I'm sitting there waiting for him to show. So eventually you tell yourself, I'm better off learning this. So you stand there and you watch those 20 minutes while he works, and then you learn how to do it. When I first got married, I didn't know how to change a lock. Change a lock on a door, a cylinder, a lock. Okay, you spend 5 minutes seeing the locksmith do it, and you know how to do it next time. It's one screw.
Saying, taught you how to deal with frustration even better. Wait all night, and then when you have to tell him when he comes.
I'm just saying, the Torah teaches you the ability to succeed in many areas. You might have to hone certain skills, so you'll hone them. But when Rav Kook had to meet with, I don't know if it was the British premier, who it was, so he sat there and he studied the Bible. And that's how he learned English. And then when he came, the funny line they said after they met him is, he speaketh like a prophet. Because he used the English that he learned from the translated Bible. Again, it's not after learning 1 year Torah, it's not after learning 2 years Torah. He's talking about hamkayem ta Torah, one who can say he's fulfilling the Torah. That means he's learning to a certain level. It's not, you don't get there in 5 or 10 years. But he is saying you should be getting the skills through it that you hopefully will be able to do it. Now again, you pointed out correctly, you might need to gauge your time, and that's also something Torah should teach us, so that you don't find yourself strapped for time. It's too late, right? You have to be at a place where you can do it, where you can get the skills you need in order to get the job or whatever it is to get that income. But he's saying, you should be there. This is important because people very often, especially when they're young, are tempted to stick with jobs that cover their costs comfortably. And they forget that you need a job which long-term will cover your costs comfortably. There's a chance you'll have children, you'll have family, you need a pension plan. People are very happy getting a paycheck where they don't pay taxes. They say, we set it up this way or that way. Wait a second, that's what you got today. But what are you going to have 30 years from now? The difference between setting up a pension plan at age 22 or setting up a pension plan at age 32 can be a difference of between $500,000 to $1 million. It's huge, but people don't think in terms of that. So part of what we're supposed to build, and the Torah's, hopefully we're going to get the levels where it'll give us the skills for that, is also the ability to make money in less time. We've often spoken about silent income. A person should not be in a place where he only has money from the work he does. Because then what happens on the days he can't work? What happens as we age? You need to have sources of income that are irrespective of your work. So that's what we call silent income. Investments. People very often work their whole life and say, "I'm making a lot of money." But they're only making what they're working for. If they don't have something that gives them silent income, so what's going to be as they age? Long term. Again, these are perspectives as we learn Torah, we're supposed to develop, and also the perspective that I don't give up when things don't go right. Many people have tried, right? Every person you see that succeeded has failed many times. People don't succeed on their first shot. You know, that's a rarity. But people have failed again and again until finally they succeed. So that was step one in the Mishnah. Hamkeim Torah me'oni, one who fulfills Torah out of poverty, sofo ultimately should be lekaima me'osher, should be able to fulfill it out of wealth. And as Mr. Fleisch said, our goal isn't wealth. Our goal is to be able to fulfill Torah. What can you do? You need a certain amount of money to fulfill Torah. You don't usually get a shrogim and lulavim for free. There is a basic amount of finance we need in order to keep Torah, and hopefully through the Torah we gain the skills, at least the base set of skills, which make it easy afterwards to be mekayma me'osher.